Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And I want to get an update from D. We try to talk to him every other week or so. And D, first and foremost, appreciate you jumping on with this. We talked to Coach Raheem Morris today. And you know, I don't want to make more of it than what it is. But he seems direct. He seems like he knows what he wants. And he seems like he's holding guys accountable. And I don't know if that's the difference in why we won on Sunday, but what's your take on what you sense what's going on with Raheem since he's been named interim head coach?
Thanks for having me, Carl and Mike. I've been coaching, following Coach Raheem since he was with Tampa and, you know, back from my old, when he first started down there. So it's refreshing to see how he's grown from a young coach at 32, you know, in the league to, you know, being full in charge of the entire operation. You know, he took that thing by the horns and was like, hey, we're going to do it like this. He's got a plan. He's been around Mike Shanahan and Kyle, John Gruden, Sean McVay. So he knows exactly what he wants to do and, knows exactly how to talk to the players and what they need to do to be successful. And he's being real clear in communicating that. So, they still gave up big plays. They still didn't block that well, but they went out and made some plays and found a way to win that game, you know. And so that's a good starting block for him and the Falcons as they move on in this, wild and crazy season.
Yeah, we know he's got to be a bit diplomatic when asked about his predecessor, but, you know, he said, hey, wouldn't be doing his job if he thought there were things that needed to be corrected if he didn't bring it up to Dan. So, you know, sometimes, D, I just think, you know, it's cliched, but you get a new guy, new approach, and just there's some things with Dan that were fundamentally not working.
Yeah, no question about it. There was a theory that, you know, they tuned him out. They played hard but not successfully, or played hard when they felt like it. They didn't put together a whole game. It's been a problem for a while. I have my theory that, you know, once Matt got the big contract and other guys got, you know, a little contracts, and some other guys didn't get any contracts, that, you know, the money kind of infiltrated the locker room and, affected the chemistry too. So, you know, it wasn't all coaching involved in that that downslide from the Super Bowl 51.
D, Matt Ryan answered his critics again with a great performance. The week before, he throws an interception that I think cost us the game against Carolina, and he's definitely caught heat. And then you had Arthur Blank come out, you know, after the firing of Dan Quinn and saying, we will see where Matt is. And when asked about his future, you're around the club every day. You see Matt Ryan. I mean, is this just the ups and downs of this season, of Matt's career, or is he still an elite quarterback?
I believe he is. He's 35, and what a classy guy he's been for us the whole time since 2008. He didn't flinch when, he heard about Arthur's comments and said, hey, you know, we rent these lockers. So, you know, he wants to keep playing, and if he's going to keep playing, he needs to be playing at the high level. I mean, you know, the firing happened when he was in his worst stretch as a quarterback. You know, he hadn't had back-to-back games without a touchdown pass since his rookie year. So he knows he's got to produce. They ain't going to just give him the job, although his contract is, makes it very difficult for you to trade or cut him. So right. They need him to keep playing better. So, if they can do that, that'll be good for him. And, you got a foundational piece for your franchise.
It is our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter, the former president of the Professional Football Writers Association of America. And D-Man, you know, to see the play. We brought this up earlier, brought it up with Coach. You know, that's the kind of stuff when guys criticize Matt, we want some of that like magic we see from other teams on Sundays. And I'm, you know, I don't want to make too much of it, but him moving around in the pocket, catching Julio, the two working together, that's some of the stuff which I feel has been missing way too much in the past 3 years.
Yeah, no question about it, but I prefer him to be in the pocket. I prefer him to be clean in the pocket when he can step into his throws. I don't really need to see him running. I need the guard to hold up. I don't need James Carpenter getting beat on a twitch. I don't need Chris Lindstrom getting jacked up in the air like he was in Green Bay by Za'Darius Smith. I need them first three guys to be firm so Matt can step into his throws. You ain't got T.I. and them talking about his weak arm and everything. So you stop. When he can step into his throws, you know, they go to the playoffs. And whenever that pocket's been firm, they went to the playoffs. And they haven't, you know, they got to make sure that that gets improved.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us, talking about our Falcons. Three interceptions on Sunday. And then you got, I think it was three separate three and outs, or was it maybe four three and outs in that game? Defensively, what are they doing differently? And is Ulbrich calling the plays? Are they still sharing the play calling duties?
Yeah, they're still sharing. Ulbrich told us that on Thursday. He's got first and second down. Raheem's got third. I didn't notice anything different. Coach Dungy said they were playing a lot more zone, keeping stuff in front of them. They were doing the double-A gap blitzes and then dropping back in coverage, trying to disguise coverages and so forth. They just played a little bit harder is what, you know, I saw. You know, they you know, made some plays on the ball. A.J. jumped that route. You know, he took a gamble, but, hey, you know, it was a good gamble. You know, he saw the ball and went after it. Foyer got one that got tipped up in the air, and, you know, if they can't get to the quarterback, hey, at least tip the ball.
Right.
And, you know, they were able to do that. And then, you know, the first interception was a Kirk Cousins gift, you know. Hey,
take it.
Just threw it right at Deion. You got to, when you get the gift, you got to take advantage of it.
You so, like that.
Stafford to give him a couple on Sunday.
Right. D. Orlando Ledbetter is with us, guys, the beat reporter for the Falcons from the AJC here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I was asking Carl about this last week. You know, we got aggressive in pre-agency. Hayden Hurst, we made the deal. We bring in Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler's got one sack, two half sacks, and he's not been healthy. I mean, that's a fail through the first quarter for me, man.
Yeah, no question about it. You see him out there trying. He flashed a couple times last week. You know, I knew he was hurt, so I didn't worry about the first three games. But once he said he was 95 to 100%, then I said, well, okay, I want to start seeing some sacks here. And, you know, we haven't seen any, and you know, that's what they bought him here for. $45 million, three years. We need that.
Yep, it's that simple. It's D. Orlando Ledbetter. Todd Gurley, getting more carries, was this the plan? We're looking at between 17 to 23 or 4 touches a game, depending on the passing. But like last week, he got 20 touches. Is that going to be able to be sustained?
I don't think so, but I like it. You know, want some more production. They got to get their initial block and get to the second level because he didn't have no room to run. He was ducking under guys and, you know, running hard, getting as much as he could out of nothing. And so, you know, he's still, you know, when you give him a little bit of space, he can still go get it and get up the field. You saw it on the 35-yarder a couple weeks ago. So I need the blocking to get better for him. But I know what Raheem was doing. He's trying to keep that defense off the field, run some clock. Get 3 yards, 3 yards, and then they were converting on third and three, third and six. So, you know, that was a winning formula against Minnesota. Probably a work against Detroit, too.
It is D. Orlando Ledbetter breaking it down. We got the Falcons taking on the Lions here right here on 92.9 The Game. We got some guys. Obviously, Alex Mack is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's 35. He's been obviously the heart and soul of this offensive line. We took him to the Super Bowl. We picked up some guys, some former first agent, you know, first round busters, guys like Charles Harris. Would we make any moves like we did with Sanu last year at the trade deadline? I know Rich McKay is probably not going to be wheeling and dealing, but anybody going to be on the block?
They're saying no, but that was the first day when, you know, before they were assessing the damage. Rustin Webster has been brought in to help out. He's a former GM with Tennessee. So, yeah, if something makes sense, I think they got to do it. You know, November 3rd, you know, the Duke Riley trade made sense. They needed a safety. I don't know if you can get it. I don't know what's out there. I got to start looking for the November 3rd market, but I don't know if you want to amass picks. They said they weren't going to dump veterans to amass picks, and that's what, you know, that's what's circulating in the atmosphere is that, hey, that might, they might, you know, maybe they might need to do that if they're going to be rebuilt here moving forward.
D, always good stuff, man. We look forward to seeing what happens this weekend. Can they keep it up? Read D stuff, guys. You'd love to check him out at AJC.com and see what's going on with our Falcons. D Orlando Ledbetter, appreciate you, brother.
Hey, appreciate you too, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.